Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher dictating an endoscopy report on Heather Deinhardt. Date of birth is 4/1/1972. Date of procedure is December 7, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher. Your referring doctor is Dr. Rebecca James. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. And cold biopsies. Indication is FOBT positive, comma, diarrhea, comma, dysphagia, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of stimulation. Such as malignancy, oral explained to the patient. Period. The patient's breath is endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position. Sedated is per anesthesia service with monitoring and anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced to direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflexy is obtained in the cardiac. Period. Air resection from the stomach floor, gastroscope. Period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Examination was normal. We'll lubricate on this video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced in the direct vision to the fecal, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and compounds of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was 8, 2-3-3, graded as an excellent prep. Period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one, there was an unremarkable esophagus. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal and mid-esophagus to rule out EOE. Given dysphagia, next line, the Z-line was regular, 41 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a J-shaped stomach. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to the D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, number one. Boston bowel prep score was 8, 2-3-3, comma, excellent prep. Next line, there were 3 rectal polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and was removed with cold snare polypectomy. This was cephal. Next line, there was 2 diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhage noted. Next line, there was one pocket of a diverticulum on the right side. Next line. Biopsies were obtained in the transverse and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, likely repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, may need pill cam on follow-up given FOBT positive stools. Next line, after discussion with the patient, patient reports no evidence of current dysphagia and diarrhea has resolved. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.